Before I became Muslim, I was involved in community work in Edinburgh in Scotland, and I was doing work in schools and had started doing sessional graffiti art work with young people. I bumped into a group that was doing a kind of outreach church project, and it was from the oldest church in Scotland. Was recognizing that their congregation was getting old and that they would have to go into what was called a church without walls. This project was moving into the kind of club sector, in a sense, the entertainment sector. And I was doing a bit of performance poetry and stuff, so I kind of fitted in with that. And we did some music and stuff and club nights and stuff, and I kept up the graffiti work. So that got me, I had a yearning to get with the scriptures and things like this. That was there, that yearning was there. I was at the point where I was very close to getting baptized, you know, to have myself confirmed in a sense as a Christian, because I wanted to say, I believe, you know, and I wanted to be with a community that shared these values. So I was looking for something a bit more clear, laid out, because I wanted to change myself. I didn't want to have something that everything appealed to me. I wanted to have something that would challenge me because I needed those challenges. With being with the Christian community and Christianity itself, that didn't challenge me in any way. You know? Then with all the kind of hype and rhetoric in the media, then I started saying to myself, as I was reading this, and I was reading it totally in depth, to the point of obsession, I started saying to myself, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. And who do I talk to? You know, I was an artist, and I was thinking, well, if I became a Muslim, what could I draw and what could I not draw? And yet I was totally into graffiti and words and things like that, and that was the kind of, there was a purity to that which I was prepared to accept. And I knew calligraphy and, you know, the Islamic art and the geometric designs, that was where I was headed, in a sense. I basically met a guy at a market, and he was selling calligraphic stuff, which attracted me. And he was doing a promotion of gold coins, the Islamic gold dinar. So I got talking to him. After about 20 minutes, I just said, you know, yeah, like, I think I'm a Muslim. I think I'm a Muslim, you know, this kind of a thing. I met other people around him and stuff. And he was the emir up there in Edinburgh. He had a group around him. So I was with them for quite a time before. What it took was for him to say, so you've been with us for a time, are you going to say Shahada, you know? And at the time I was like, not ready, you know, not ready. But it's like, what am I doing here if I'm not ready? I met him in a cafe and he didn't tell me, but he said, so, are you going to say Shahada? Yeah, okay. And so how do we do this? You know, I thought we were going to plan it there, in a sense, you know. I was like, well, we could do it here, you know. So there was a guy, Hajiseen Dutton, who's written some amazing stuff. And he was there as well. So we were able to do it there in the cafe. You got to weigh up that desire as a sense of hope, and not let it be outweighed by the fear. So that's like to say, well, you know, if I have to do this, you know, what's making you do this? See that as a sense of hope.